and straighten things out for themselves. And as a result of that, they're always getting into more complications and more trouble. It's almost like they're bent on self-destruction. And so as a result of working with these types of people, you know, working in a rehab, I see it all the time. I can tell the people that come into the rehab that are basically alcoholics and drug addicts. You can work with them pretty clearly. The ones that are addict adult children and dysfunctional families fight you tooth and nail from the minute they come into treatment. They battle you because they've got the answers. The only problem is the answers never work for them. So it's kind of interesting. So when we talk about these three concepts, we're talking about a whole new concept of addiction. How a dysfunctional family affects people because the adult child grows up developing these images, and in developing them, the adult child develops inside of himself a sense of the little child not wanting to grow. Let me show you what I mean. Some of the basic concepts of the adult child are that adult children, as they grow up, develop what we call normals. Now, the adult child does not know what normal is. The adult child, by nature, is someone whose normals are dysfunctionality, whose normals are the dysfunctional family, whose normals have become for them the way they experienced it within their family. So as a result, the adult child, very basically, grows up between the ages of 1 and 9, and whatever happens during that age bracket is how they live the rest of their life. Example in point. Very many times coming out of a very rigid school system, and let's say many of people who come out of the Catholic school system, as they come out of that system, we begin to realize that we have developed certain norms as a child. As we begin to grow up, we still live by the norms we were taught as a child, the rules and regulations we were taught. We cannot bring those norms and develop them and change them into adulthood norms. So as a result, our normals are childish normals. We then begin living an adult life with the value systems of a child. And so as a result, our adult life becomes dysfunctional. As a result, our adult life becomes chaotic, becomes guilty, and becomes fearful. Because children are taught as children. Adults should be taught as adults. But very many times, adults never give themselves the opportunity to be taught as adults. They stay the little child. This is what I was taught in grammar school, and this is the way I have to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. By the way, that is the motto of the adult child, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, because they are scared to change or make changes in the course of their life. A friend of mine once described the statues of the adult child, and I kind of picked this up and I said, you know, someday I'm going to dedicate two statues to the adult child. The one description of the adult child is the begging dog. The dog sitting up on its hind legs with his two paws in the front of him, with his tongue hanging out saying, take care of me. You are a nice doggy. I pat you on the head and I give you your reward because you do everything I tell you to do. You are trained properly. You function properly. You are a good clone. Another description of the adult child is the individual down on his knees in a praying position, a statue, with a pigeon standing, flying over the top of his head. And the pigeon is dropping a few things on top of the adult child's head. Instead of the adult child getting up and moving, the adult child just simply leans his head back and looks at the pigeon in a more direct way. So he gets the crap dropped on him even more directly. We are people who never get out of the way of crap. We're always letting people dump their stuff on us. And as a result, we take it. And then we basically function with it because we think we can fix it for them, and we can't. We have to learn to allow people to have what belongs to them. As we look at the recovery process for the adult child needs very definitely to learn how to change their norms, change their equations. They have to learn to develop adult equations in life, adult rules and regulations for themselves. They have to learn that each and every day they grow up and they live, they can change the norms for that day. They can develop for that day. The adult child also has to learn to affirm his or herself, to begin to realize the positive side of them. The adult child has to learn to begin to see their goodness and their beauty, their individuality and their strength. So one of the processes we use for the adult child is a process called affirmation. For the adult child, we need to be able to say things like, I am a good, special person. I am intelligent and I am wonderful. Because so many of us have been programmed as children of negative things in our life. Remember when you were in grammar school? And you were told.